Pace Society, Coconuts and Bananas, Dark Time Festival, Vancouver's Bathhouses, plus regular RLAs and under reviews.
À Paris.
The advertisers for the issue are UBC AMS, the Rio Theatre, Blueprint, Timber Concerts, the Cinematheque, the Rickshaw, Mint Records. There are over 100 distribution locations across Vancouver. Visit Discorder.ca for more info.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio. Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave. You're so sway. Oh, Dave. I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives. Friday, the 9th of February, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we'll hear about a new production of Sam Shepard's Fool for Love, opening on Valentine's Day, and new music from a recent arrival to Vancouver who is debuting her new EP at the Heatley next week, plus our usual call board, and we'll give you an idea of what's going on in the theater scene this weekend, and lots of local music. So it's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Another gloomy, overcast day on the West Coast, yes. Gotta love it. Yes, indeedy duty. I had the great honor and privilege of sitting in at the inaugural announcement for the incoming artistic director of the Arts Club Theatre Company. Her name's Ashley Corcoran. And she's originally from Vancouver, but she's been spending a lot of time working with other theater companies across the country. She's going to take over from Bill Millard, who's been sitting in that chair for 46 years. So she wanted to kick things off with a bit of a splash. So actually, it was quite impressive. She's got quite an ambitious lineups scheduled for the next season. She really wants to, the Arts Club really wants to focus on promoting local artists, promoting Canadian artists, promoting artists of color, promoting female artists. So hopefully there'll be some changes, some very needed change happening at the Arts Club with the incoming administration of new artistic director Ashley Corcoran. One of the things she's innovated is a program of called the Resident Company, where they take a local theater company, a small group, up and coming, getting starting, emerging company, and giving them a chance to sit under the wing of the great behemoth of the Arts Club, and maybe get some opportunities and some growth in an artistic and organizational way. So the first company that has joined that is a friend of the show. It's Hardline Productions. Sean Harris Oliver and Genevieve Fleming are the two main forces behind that company. And part of them being the resident company, one of their shows is going to be included in the season. And that show is called Red Patch, which was written by Sean Harris Oliver and Ray Calvert. And it is a historical drama about the First World War, about First Nations and Métis soldiers that served in the Canadian Army. And the name Red Patch comes from the insignia of the 1st Canadian Infantry Brigade. They had a red patch on their uniforms. And so Red Patch is going to be shown at the Goldcorp stage at the BMO Theatre Centre. It ran at the Fire Hall not too long ago. It ran recently at the Fire Hall, and it's going to be remounted at the Goldcorp stage at the Olympic Village a year from now. So March of 2019, you'll see Red Patch. Some of the other shows that are going to be at the Goldcorp stage, which is going to be mainly focused on innovative, experimental, and unusual theater productions. The first one is called Blind Date, and that is a production by Rebecca Northam. And it's one of those shows where it's different every time because Rebecca has written a play that involves the audience, where there's one actor on stage and she picks someone from the audience who becomes her date for the night. And it runs in November and December, a Christmas offering at the Goldcorp stage. Torquil Campbell, who's a musician and actor known around Vancouver and across the country, and he has written a play called True Crime along with Chris Adam. And it's a kind of a film noir type con man story. And then Red Patch in March of next year, and then the final show of the 2019 season is The Grape Leap by Lauren Yee. I won't give you the whole list of everything. You can go to Arts Club Theatre website for more details on it. But a couple of things I wanted to mention. One is called The Orchard after Chekhov. It's written by Serena Parmar. And Serena grew up in the Okanagan Valley around Kelowna. And she has written a play about her life, her family. It's about a family of immigrants from Pakistan who set up a cherry orchard in the Okanagan Valley in the early 1970s. And so what she's done is she's taken the classic Chekhov play, The Cherry Orchard, and she's adapted it to BC in the 70s and included her own family's experience in that. So that's happening next year as well. So yeah, quite a few interesting choices. Some kind of classic familiar stuff like Mum's the Word is coming back. The original version of the play that became the musical Hello Dolly, Thornton Wilder's The Matchmaker, is going to be up next year as well. So once again, check out the Arts Club Theatre Company's website and find out all the details on the upcoming season. I'm impressed. I think Ashley's done a really good job of keeping the tradition of the Arts Club Theatre, keeping the audience happy, but also including a lot more of our local theatre community and in integrating theatre companies from across the country as well. So we get a more of a glimpse of what theatre in this country is about. There's always been this kind of isolation here on the West Coast. The Rocky Mountains seem to have created a barrier where if you're a theatre artist working in BC, you pretty much work in BC unless you're someone like Morris Panitch or someone like that travels the country. But most of us tend to stay here. Whereas if you're based anywhere from Edmonton East, you work the country. So hopefully what Ashley's done has changed some of that. And we're going to see a lot more of this country's great theatre artists here. And a lot of our great theatre artists are going to be seen across the country. So that's that. Let's play a little music now. We're always getting new stuff sent to us. And this is an artist from Australia. Her name's Rowan Porter. And she's recently relocated to Vancouver. And she's going to be performing at the Heatley, the brew pub at Hastings and Heatley, in a couple of weeks. She's going to be showing on the 21st, and she's going to be releasing her new EP. And it is called, it's right here. What's it called? It's called Everything at Once. That's it. And this is a song called Sleeping Dogs. So, yeah, this is, I'm not playing Sleeping Dogs. I like this song better. It's called Meet Me Halfway.
Change in a night, and maybe I've been too easy on you too many times, but I can't forgive you like a god when you break.
So Rowan Porter's new EP, Everything at Once, is going to be launched Wednesday, February 21st at the Heatley Brew Pub at Hastings and Heatley in the beautiful downtown East Side. It's a free show that starts at 9 o'clock with the opening act Antonio La Rosa, and then Rowan will play after that. Well, Sam Shepard, the great American playwright, passed away last year, and local actor Leslie Brownlee was greatly inspired by his work. So after he passed away, she really needed a fitting way to pay homage to his memory. She found it in his play Fool for Love that opens next week at the new Shop Theater on East Broadway. And we spoke with Leslie and director Jamie King recently during a break in rehearsal.
I'm Jamie King. I'm the director.
Hey, I'm Leslie Brownlee. I'm playing May, and I'm one of the producers.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Fool for Love. Who wants to talk about the play?
Yeah, well, what originally happened is when I've been working on this play since my first year at university, so a really long time, and it's kind of always been in the back burner for me, and I kind of thought that maybe I was a little bit too old for it and that it had just... I just missed out on it. And then after Sam Shepard died, I was really bummed. And so I went and I grabbed it and I started reading it again. And I was like, oh, no, this is actually perfect. Perfect age. And I really wanted to do something to kind of commemorate his passing that would pay tribute to him. Because he's, you know, he's been a big influence on me as an actor and as a writer. And I figured this was a way to kind of keep his work alive, which is the best way to pay tribute to somebody you respect as an artist, I think.
Can you talk a little bit more about that? The influence that Sam Shepard has had on you, it's really important to you.
Yeah, he's... So I didn't realize it as much as an actor, but when I started... taking playwriting courses and stuff like that and started writing, I noticed a lot of the influences, like the impulse to steer clear from a resolution where everything has to wrap up nicely, and how he's so intent on giving the audience this experience. Like, it's not as much about the narrative of the story. Like, this is a pretty common story, like it's a love story between two people that they can't get it together, but he really wanted to kind of evoke these, the physical state of being in that relationship. So like all of the stages of grief and the rage and the lust and the anger, and he wanted the audience to feel those things. And so I think that's what I really responded to as a writer and as an actor, is trying to create those, he calls them like states of mind or states of being. Yeah.
Jamie, so taking that as director, how do you go about bringing that to life on stage?
Well, the big thing is right now, as we're kind of in the beginning stages of working through anything, is just figuring out what their capacity is. That's been a really interesting thing in what we've been doing recently, where what's their capacity for violence? What's their capacity for love? What's their capacity for rage? And then figuring out the degrees of showing it.
Yeah.
Right? So you never want to go like 100% right off the top of the show, but this show does start really, really high and really hot. And then it has to build from there. It does this kind of incredible journey, and not necessarily a normal story arc that just shoots upwards and then kind of ends shortly after it climaxes. It climaxes kind of early and then has this weird resolution to it that it doesn't resolve anything. And so a big part of it is kind of playing against the expectations of starting small, building up, and kind of building these different layers through it. Yeah.
So you really have to work with the actors to find out what their limits are and how how they can, you know, like where they can start, where they can get to, and where's
exactly.
too far.
Exactly. And making sure that it's safe for everyone, but also feels, for someone watching, feels dangerous, goes into that territory where you're unsure.
Yeah.
It's something I love to feel as an audience member is, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. And just kind of vibrating on that, it could go either way.
Yeah.
And that's really fantastic.
Now, you were doing fight rehearsal today.
Yeah.
So how much physical violence and you know, intensity is involved?
Not a ton, but there's a nice little snippet of it kind of right midway in the show where you feel like you have a grasp of what's happening on stage, and then another character is introduced, and all of a sudden the physicality of the show just rockets.
Wow.
And these characters are very physical with each other. The lovers, they have a lot of, you know, they know each other really well. It's an old relationship. And so how they interact with each other, how their bodies are with each other is intimate and personal and close, and they play with each other's boundaries a lot. And then when a third person comes in, it's like anytime a stranger walks into an intimate situation, all of a sudden it's like they may miss, you know, or they may go way too hard or not see what's happening. And so we're playing with a lot of that, too. Fight rehearsal is always so much fun.
So, Leslie, let's talk about your character and her her relationship to the play and what's her story?
Well, I think she's a really familiar character, especially for a lot of my female friends. Like, I know so many people who have been through this relationship kind of in your late 20s, your early 30s, where when you were younger, it was really exciting. They were the bad boy, hyper-masculine. You were in this really sort of idealized romantic relationship. And then by the time that you start to get a little bit older, you're like, this is not right. Like, I gotta get out of this. And it's so hard to extricate yourself because it's so seductive being with somebody like that. And yeah, it's so much fun. There's so much playfulness to it. You never really know what's gonna happen. It's never boring. It's exciting. It's thrilling. It's all of those things. But then the other part of your brain is like, you can't do this forever. It's not good for you. Like, it's not gonna last. It's not real. It's all based in fantasy. You gotta get out of here. And so, it's really hard to get away from. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that there's something too about being female and just loving that aspect of masculinity, even though we're not supposed to, and we know that it's toxic, but there's something that's really, still really thrilling and still really seductive, especially when it's kind of a Sam Shepard character, because he's playing with the masculinity. Like, he's doing it to be seductive. He's not doing it because, you know, he's really like a macho asshole that's going to beat you up. Like, he's being seductive with his masculinity. So that's what makes it even harder to kind of pull away from.
Yeah. And if I understand correctly, he wrote this around 1983, just after coming out of a long relationship.
Yeah. So what happened was Sam Shepard was married to Olan Jones, and they were together for maybe 10 or 12 years. They did a ton of theater together. They had a kid, and then he started doing film work and met Jessica Lange on the set of Frances, I believe. And so he started having an affair with her. And he was trying to decide, like, he was going back and forth between his wife and Jessica Lange and couldn't quite decide. And there's these stories of him and Jessica Lange, I think, basically playing tag in different motels. Like, they would find each other, and she would run off to this other motel, and then he would run off to another motel. And so they had this sort of back and forth. So that's in there. And then his sort of separation from Olan is in there. And, I mean, Sam Shepard was kind of notorious for going back and forth between women. So he left Olan Jones for 6 months and took off with Patti Smith and lived with Patti Smith for 6 months, and then was like, nope, can't do this, I'm going back to my wife. And then did it again, but this time didn't go back to his wife. So, yeah, it's kind of, yeah. And so he really, what was I reading? He said that the first production of this was really, really special to him because he felt like the actress had kind of taken all of the emotions that he was having in that really difficult time and been this conduit for them to take them out to the audience and express them. So, yeah, that's all of his feelings are in this play.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about, or?
No, the reason that I'm so passionate about this show right now is because it feels how Sam Shepard wrote. He wrote poetry for this age of men that's dying. Like, we're hopefully, crossing my fingers, leaving the age of men and moving into an equal world. But he wrote poetry for these men that were trapped in this idea of masculinity and how torn apart it made them. Like, they're disasters within it. They're not happy, but they're so stuck in that routine. And I think that's where we are again right now in society, is we're watching men being stuck in this routine and fighting against what could be a much more beautiful, much more equal, much more happy society, but we're stuck in these routines and these routes that we go on because this is what you should do as men, this is what you should do as women, this is the situation that you should end up in as a couple or as a this or that, and the fight against that is, it's a long one, and it's an incredible thing to read poetry for the side that we don't agree with.
Yeah.
Which I think is what Sam Shepard does better than anyone, is he gives that this beauty to it. So even though we can see it's wrong and it's toxic and all of these things, we see the allure still. Because it doesn't make sense without allure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think, too, what's so important about him is that he was really committed to being authentic. So he wasn't worried about making himself look good. He was like, this is what I'm doing. This is messed up, and I know it's messed up, and I want to know where it's coming from. So I think that's why it was so important in kind of exposing the toxic masculine, like why and where it came from. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that if he would have been trying to, you know, trying to be a good man, that he would have missed out on all of this.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
That was wonderful.
So that's, Jamie King and Leslie Brownlee. Jamie's directing and Leslie is featured in ABB Collective's production of Fool for Love by Sam Shepard. And that's happening starting on Wednesday night, February 14th till the 24th at the Shop Theater, which is 3030 East Broadway. So it's out by the liquor warehouse out there around Broadway and Renfrew, I think. Anyway, tickets are $25. You can get them at Theater Wire. Also featured in the cast, along with Leslie Brownlee, are Duncan Fraser, Alex Rose, and Mike Gill. It's well worth checking out. We're going to take a break, and we're going to tell you about some more stuff.
Thank you. The question and answer portion of the lecture with Professor Michel Foucault will now begin. All right, yes, you in the back there.
Hello, Professor Foucault. How might we begin to understand the nature of this thing that you call sexuality?
First and foremost, it is this. The nature of sexuality is to be found in the February 2018 issue of Discorder magazine.
This month's issue of Discorder magazine is themed around sexuality. Features include Necking, Pace Society, Coconuts and Bananas, Dark Time Festival, Vancouver's Bathhouses, plus regular RLAs and under reviews. The advertisers for the issue are UBC AMS, the Rio Theatre, Blueprint, Timber Concerts, the Cinematheque, the Rickshaw, Mint Records. There are over 100 distribution locations across Vancouver. Visit discorder.ca for more info.
Strength. Dignity. Respect, beauty, self-worth, safety, confidence, choice, hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers. Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful. I think I was blind before I met you.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
I think she means bullying. Not bullying. Anyway, you've probably, for the last year and a half now, we've started our program with
LGBTQ.
U.S. President Donald Trump celebrating the LGBTQ community. For the first time, it's actually appropriate. we've got a show tonight going on at Club XY. It's called What If Trump Was Gay? The Cabaret. Featuring our dear friend, Mr. Trump himself, Jacques Lalonde. Jacques is making a career of playing Donald Trump. He started with Trump the Musical at the Fringe in 2016. He did another show at the last Fringe. And now he's got Trump, What If Trump Is Gay Cabaret. To celebrate, he is producing a wild and wonderful cabaret that features song and dance and audience participation. Along with the great Mr. Trump will be Doug Cameron, Charlie C.O. Cedro, David C. Jones, the Borg Queen, Ryan Reed, and more. This is all for a good cause. It's to raise money for a film called Triggered, which is a film about acceptance and chosen family, produced by Christophe Lejeune. So that's going on. It's an early show. It starts at 5:30, goes till 8 o'clock at Club XY, which is at Butte and Davie. So, all of you
LGBTQ
and supporters and allies are welcome to attend. Also going on this weekend, ZZ Theater is producing My Funny Valentine by Dave DeVoe. This is based on a tragic murder of a 15-year-old who gave a valentine to a male classmate and was murdered for the effort. And this play is going on at the Davie Street Dance Center, Scotiabank Dance Center at Davie and Granville. It runs until the 18th of February. Tickets are $27. And you can go to ZZ Theater, which is spelled Z-E-E-Z-E-E, to get more information on that. There is a special discount if you're an arts worker or under 30 or a senior. You get $5 off. So instead of $27, it's $22. Ruined by Lynn Nottage is still going strong at Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. And because of their late start, they're going to continue on for an extra week. So they'll be running until the 17th of February, so next weekend. Please do find some time to go and see Ruined. It's a powerful play and very entertaining. And you'll come out of it glad you went. Let's put it that way. We've also got Top Dog Underdog by Susan Laurie Parks. That's happening at the Gold Corp Stage, the Arts Club Theater Center in the Olympic Village, with Michael Blake and Luke Roderick. Let's see here. There's also Fool for Love. We just talked about that. There's a special show going on February 17th, next weekend. Metro Theater is doing a one-night-only variety show called Warm Hearts. This is to help raise funds to replace some much-needed infrastructure in the old Metro Theater. They've been working there for almost 60 years, and there's a few pieces that need to be fixed and replaced. So that's happening Saturday night, February 17th, at Metro Theater, the Warm Hearts variety show. So as I like to say, we often get songs and submissions from musicians in the mail. And this one just came in today. This is a BC artist who is now based in Ontario. Her name's Christy Lane Sinclair. She's just produced and released her latest album. It's called Ability to Judge Distance. And she's going to be playing a record release party at the Fairview Pub in a month, Friday, March 16th. So we've got a sneak peek at one of the tracks from that album. This is Christy Lane Sinclair and Fire in Santa Fe.
You better begin to
There you go. Christy Lane Sinclair is going to be playing at the Fairview next month in March. On Monday night, the whole No Fun gang is back, and they're in the mood for love. Yes, No Fun. Vancouver has been known for a while as No Fun City, but way before that, we had No Fun. David M. and the late, great Paul Leahy and the great, lovely Kiko entertained us all through from Expo 86. Even before that, I think they got started way before that. They've been around for years and centuries and stuff. Anyway, they keep coming back for more. And this time around, it's the Winter Romance in No Fun City 2018. Because winter drags on for a miserable eggnog-free 3 months after Christmas, all those great non-Christmas wintertime songs like Winter Wonderland and Baby, It's Consensual Outside get thrown out with the frozen bathwater in a massive chunk. So right in the middle of that same chilly season, the popular yet hopeless romantic semi-holiday Valentine's Day serves as a yearly reminder that love blooms about as often as flowers in February, meaning it's rare. Trust David M. and his amorous cohorts Lester Loverboy Interest, Dave Darling Dedrick, and Pete Puckerup Campbell to come up with a one-size-fits-all nudge-nudge-wink-wink solution to everything but the eggnog. So parka your ass and enjoy winter songs, love songs, new songs, older songs, and even older still songs. Wicked old songs and, whoa, hey, they're not that old songs. And fresher than springtime songs with the debonair lads who will teach you everything there is to know about love in the wintertime, except why. The Winter Romance of No Fun City is at the Heritage Grill Backroom Theater on Columbia Street in New Westminster, Monday night at 9 o'clock. Don't miss it. Tonight, also happening in town at the, where is it? There it is, at Pat's Pub and Brew House, home of CITR's Shindig and other great events. It's a preview show for Music Waste 2018. This is the Music Waste fundraiser called Winter Waste. And you can see some of our favorite bands of the moment and have a little bit of fun. It's only $10 to get in. Some of the groups playing are Swim Team, Anybody's, Princess Apparently. Princess Apparently. There we go. Mr. Merlot is hosting. And we're going to hear from a couple of the bands that'll be there. First of all, we're going to hear from Necking, followed by Champion Lawnmower, who just happened to be number one on the CITR playlist this week. But here's Necking.
One, two, three. This body isn't mine. Thank you.
Now that's inspired lyrics. Straight from the udder, there is no other. Olio, Leolio. Next Friday, we are going to not be here. CITR will be here, but Dave Radio will not because that will be smack in the middle of 24 hours of Student Power 2018. It's an annual event, marathon programming, 24 hours of student-based programming where the students take over their radio station. And in the spots where there's normal programming by student members, that will continue. But in other spots, like the Dave Radio spot, it'll be filled in by some student groups and societies and clubs and other organizations to let you know what they're up, what they're about. Yeah. So that includes the UBC Africa Awareness Initiative. The AMS president is going to have his own show. We're going to hear from the UBC Faculty of Land and Food Systems, Hempology 101, UBC Happy Hour, the CITR Sports Collective, lots of different programming going on. And this particular spot is going to be filled next Friday at noon, is going to be filled by the UBC CNERS, the Classical, Near Eastern, and Religious Studies Student Association. I'm kind of curious to hear what they're going to have to say. So that's going on next week. So we're going to take a break, and then Dave Radio will be back in a couple of weeks. And we're going to take a quick break now and come back with our call board.
Interested in gender equality, empowerment, and development? Attend the 2018 International Development Week Conference on February 10th. Engage in dialogue with local changemakers and help form recommendations for the government. For more details, check Twitter and Facebook at IDW Conference. Get inspired, be engaged, champion change. The 2018 International Development Week Conference. Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Then mark Sunday, February 25th in your calendar and get over to the Vancouver Convention Center East Building for the Study and Go Abroad Fair. The best part? Admission is free. Check online at www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information.
Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. The 2018 Vancouver Fringe Festival is collecting their lineup for this fall's festival. The main stage lottery is now closed, and that's all been assigned, and the waiting list has been accumulated, but applications are now open for Bring Your Own Venue, Site Specific, and the Dramatic Works series. You can go to vancouverfringe.com/4artists to find out how to do all that. And also, if you identify as a woman playwright, consider applying to be part of Advanced Theater, New Works by Diverse Women. Selected plays will be presented as dramatic readings during matinees of the 2018 festival. For more information on submitting for that, you can visit Ruby Slippers Theater, and submissions are due on February 15th. There's also a couple of job postings on the Fridge website. They're looking for a managing director and a sponsorship manager. So head on over to the VancouverFringe.com website to get details on all that stuff. Fighting Chance Productions is holding auditions for their production of Pacific Overtures by Stephen Sondheim, looking for Asian-Canadian performers, men and women, between the ages of 18 and 70. This is for a show that's going to be happening in February. It's starting next week. If they haven't got everybody together, they'll want them now. So go to fightingchanceproductions.ca to find out more about that. Dusty Foot Productions looking for three women actually for a production of Probability by Trisha Trin, which is going to be part of the Up in the Air Festival in May. And the auditions for that are February 13th at the Unity Yoga Studio, looking for three females. Actors of all ethnicities, gender identities, and abilities are encouraged to submit. And actors must be comfortable playing in intimate scenes in this LGBTQ production. North Vancouver Community Players, Norm Foster's Kiss the Moon, Kiss the Sun, directed by friend of the show Peter Zednik. The production happens in May. The auditions are February 11th and 12th at the theater at Henry Hall in North Vancouver. Heroic Opera is doing a Richard Strauss opera, Elektra. That's going to be happening in April. The auditions are February 23rd at the Vancouver Academy of Music on Chestnut Street, just before you get to the Planetarium and the Vancouver Space Museum. The auditions are on February 23rd. As I say, the production's happening in April. They do want you to submit ahead of time, though. That deadline for that is the 21st of February. They're auditioning artists for all roles except for Elektra, Chrysothemis, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. You can look it up on their website to find out who they are auditioning for. But if you're into the German opera, you want to check this out. White Rock Players are doing a play called Ninotchka. This is a play about the early days. In fact, it's pre-Cold War. It's Russia, Soviet Union during the 1930s, directed by a friend of the show, Dale Kelly. It's going to be happening in the Coast Capital Playhouse in White Rock in June. The auditions are in early March, the 3rd and the 8th. They're looking for six men and three women, all adults. The play is a summer romance set in Paris, featuring Soviet spies, royal treasures, and joie de vivre. You want to do a little bit of traveling and participate in the Fort Steele summer theater season. Fort Steele is a community in the Kootenays between Cranbrook and Kimberley, and they are a living history museum. They do street theater, they have museum displays, they have livestock demonstrations, live shows, rides on the steam train, horse-drawn wagons, and heritage trade demonstrations. The auditions are happening on March the 9th at Carousel Theater on Gravel Island, and they're looking for performers who will be cast in main stage, in the musical at the theater, as well as street theater scenes presented around town. They're also looking for stage managers, so if you are interested in stage management, you can send a resume and a letter of interest for that as well. They might require stage managers to do a little bit of acting as well to fill out some of the performances. And they also need accompanists, so pianists, guitar players, anyone who's got a musical instrument that can accompany the musical live in the theater and also accompany the performers live around town in the street theater stuff. So you must be comfortable interacting with other performers and guests. And it's a paid contract, but it's not an equity thing. So they won't be casting equity members at this time. But if you want to find out more, the website is Fort Steele, and that's spelled FORTSTEELE.ca for more information on the town and the Fort Steele summer theater season. And once again, the audition date is March the 9th at Carousel Theater on Gravel Island. Vagabond Players doing a classic from the 30s. It's Moss Hart and George S. Kaufman's You Can't Take It With You. And that's happening in May and June at the Bernie Legg Theater in Queen's Park in New Westminster. Auditions are March 11th and 12th. Looking for, they've got 18 cast members listed here between the ages of 20 and 75. Seven women, 11 men. You can find out more at vagabondplayers.ca. And once again, for those of you between the ages of 9 and 19 who love to sing, dance, act, and perform, get yourself down to the Norman Rothstein Theater at Jewish Community Center at 41st and Oak in late March and early April to sign up for Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance, the summer program for youth at the Jewish Community Center. If you want details on these or any other audition notices, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page at Dave Radio Podcast at hotmail.com.
Running down the street, all I hear is my heartbeat. This music in my ears is the only reason I am here. Then you can't stop me now. People wave as I go by. To all my friends I left behind, I'm sorry.
That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Lots of great programming coming up this afternoon. Don't forget, at 3:30, it's Napkin Boy with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. And next weekend, we won't be here. As I mentioned before, we've got 24 hours of student power radio celebrating the student body here at UBC. And Dave Radio will return in 2 weeks at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Almighty Samurai Tyrone here. I want to tell you to listen to my favorite show, Spicy Boys, Wednesday at 12 a.m. Unless you are a normie, then please leave.
Hi, it's Louis Crochu, one of the hosts of the show. I gotta say, this is a good one. Wow, I give it the Louis Crochu seal of approval. Thumbs up, great job. At CITR 101.9 FM.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian